Time for Sports Roundup as we check in now with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. And I'm kind of thinking, with apologies to Charles Dickens, that we talk about a tale of two quarterbacks, Connor Cook and Matthew Stafford. So let's get the painful out of the way. Stafford, 13 hits, 7 sacks. Lions went from a 17-6 lead over Minnesota, 28-19 loss. And creaming Stafford is exactly what the Vikings did back in week 2.
Not much has changed. My only question is, why are you still watching them? You're a busy person.
Well, you know, what do you see as the fix? I mean, what needs to happen to keep next season from being as miserable as this one?
Well, to me, the contrast and the great one is the Ford family, William Clay Ford Sr., William Clay Ford Jr., that side of the family, the only side I really know, is first class. They never talk about pulling the team out or hijacking as taxpayers for more money for their stadiums and so on. Mm-hmm. They've been fantastic. They stay out of the limelight. They're not on the sidelines. They're not Jerry Jones. They're pretty much everything you'd want in owners, except an inability to hire the right coach. Now, that's Tom LaJuan right now is the president, I believe, of the Lions. A very smart guy, very good guy, in my opinion. And I think he will, without a shot, get it right. But Jim Caldwell is clearly not the guy, in my opinion.
And there are a lot of fans, you know, howling for LaJuan to go.
Well, you're going to get that. I think that he deserves another round, is my take. I do not think Jim Caldwell does. Now, you also have Stafford, who is not an elite quarterback, but only 4 or 5 of those. He's somewhere in the middle. He's got the skills, but I don't know about the guts, frankly. He has not won an away game over a winning team. You will not go very far in that league with an inability to play a good team at their place. Packers got a good team. You got to win there once in a while.
Tough.
Minnesota, et cetera. And Minnesota's not even all that good. So that is the thing to me. Jim Caldwell almost never even speaks into the microphone, into the headset. And he told Matt Stafford a week or two ago, if you throw one more pick, I'm going to pull you. Man, let me tell you right now, if a high school coach did that, I would throw a flag and say this is the wrong approach. And the pros, it's no better. Guess what happens? You throw a pick.
He got pulled.
Man, I mean, what are you even thinking?
You and I contrasted that with what Jim Harbaugh said to Jake Rudock at that, some bumpy games at the beginning.
Got his back. And that's how you handle it, especially when the guy's shaky. Behind closed doors, if you need to chew him out, go right ahead. But in front of the press, in front of a story that leaks out like that, it's crazy. And that's when I became convinced that Caldwell is simply in over his head.
Let's talk about the bright stuff now. Connor Cook taking Michigan State to that 52-26 win over the Hoosiers. I know he nearly tied the MSU single-game passing record. He had the 398 yards and threw for 4 touchdowns. But, as you were saying, that win almost didn't happen.
I'll tell you what, the final score looks really good to the pollsters. Mm-hmm. They've been rewarded. It all makes sense. You've doubled their score, so fair enough.
Yeah.
52-26. But, man, that game was 28-26 late into the contest, and only was that because the Hoosiers could not make an extra point, which is considered kind of easy. So there you were. So I will say that the Spartans have obviously nearly got past Michigan. That's the craziest game of the year for anybody.
Yeah.
But they almost lost to Rutgers. They almost lost to Purdue before that. So they've been kind of playing with fire for a while. But there they are, 8-0. And you're 8-0 in the Big Ten these days, and you beat Oregon already. You've done a few things. So there they are.
Good time for a bye week. Let them get a little R&R and heal up.
That's right. Furthermore, look, it all comes down to 2 games at the end. Michigan State plays Ohio State on the next-to-last weekend. Then Ohio State's got to turn around and play Michigan on the last weekend. If all 3 of those teams do not lose a game between here and there, that's going to be a 3-way dogfight like you've not seen ever in the history of the Big Ten.
Wow. Well, let's look ahead to next weekend with Michigan against Minnesota for the little brown jug. What are you looking for from the Wolverines against the Golden Gophers?
I would not want to be a gopher this week.
After what happened against Michigan State.
How much do they want to hit somebody else?
All right, we have the midway point in the season. Let's talk midterm grades. First, for the Wolverines, what would you give them?
I would have to give Michigan an A- at worst. They far exceeded expectations, anybody's expectations, I think. If they had not lost on the craziest play maybe in the history of college football, that team is 7-1, and they're top probably 7 or 8 team right now. They're in the hunt for the playoffs, the 4-team playoff, which nobody in their wildest imagination thought. And I think they're going to come back strong, so got to give them an A- worst-case scenario.
Okay, and midterm grade for the Spartans?
I'm going to give them an A- for almost the opposite reasons, that they're very shaky in some ways, 8-0. But there they are, 8-0. You got to give them credit. They find ways to win football games.
Might not be pretty, but they are 8-0.
Exactly right.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, author of the New York Times bestseller End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.